Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Although our brother already prayed for us, let us pray again as we before we look into God's word.
虽然我们弟兄刚刚带我们祷告，我们再次的祷告寻求神。
Heavenly Father,
天父
use your Holy Spirit to illuminate your word in our lives.
愿你的圣灵照亮你的话语在我们生命中。
Lord, your word is living and active.
你的话是活泼有功效的。
But if our spirits are dead, we will not be able to hear.
但如果我们灵是死的，我们无法听见。
Lord, so give us ears to hear.
求你赐给我们可听耳朵。
And minds and hearts to put it into practice.
赐给我们一个心智，将你的话语付之而行动。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We are in the book of 1 Peter.
我们现在在看彼得前书。
Last month we started on 1 Peter chapter 1.
上个月我们讲到彼得前书第一章。
Because of the church theme which is made holy, useful for the master.
因为教会的主题是合乎圣，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And last month, I noted that I had come across a phrase that really struck me.
上个月我看到一节经文，一段话真是很震撼我。
And that is, positional holiness is no substitute for practical holiness.
就是在地位上的圣洁不可以代替在实际上的圣洁。
Positional holiness, again, is that relationship that we have with God.
所以在地位上的圣洁是我们与神之间的那个关系。
When God shows us our sin,
当神向我们显明我们的罪
，and He does a regenerating work in our lives,
他在我们中间，在我们生命中做了重生的工作。
When He saves us by the work that Christ did on the cross.
他借着基督在十字架上所成就的工作救了我们。
We are made holy.
我们就成为圣洁。
So that is why when we believe in Christ, when God looks at us, He sees the very righteousness of Christ.
所以当我们相信了基督，神看我们不是看我们，是看到基督。
He doesn't see my dirty rags of self-righteousness.
他看的不是我那破污秽不堪 的袍子，自义的袍子。
For in Christ we are clothed in His blood.
在基督里，我们是披着袍子，是他的血。
And so we have a position of holiness in relation to God the Father.
所以我们在地位上，我们有一个圣与父神耶稣基督有个圣洁的关系。
But we also need a holiness that is practical.
但我们还是需要一个实际上的圣洁。
A holiness that is not just God acting to save us.
这个圣洁不是神的作为来使我们圣洁。
But is a holiness of us acting through the Holy Spirit.
而是我们靠着圣灵而活出一个圣洁。
Us acting in a holy manner.
我们活出的是一个圣洁的生活。
So just as God saved Israel from Egypt,
就像主拯救了以色列人出埃及
they were His holy and special people.
他们是他独特圣洁的子民
And then He gives them the Ten Commandments and the law.
他也赐给他们十诫，赐给他们诸般诫命
And this they were to keep.
他们应该要遵守
To make them holy.
遵守而成为圣洁。
And so last month we looked at 1 Peter and we looked at three things that Peter encourages us in our practical holiness.
上个月我们也看到彼得前书第一章里讲到三件使我们成为在实际上圣洁的行为。
In 1 Peter chapter 13,
在彼得前书一章十三节
He exhorts us, therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Christ Jesus, is revealed.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。 专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
That is, as we live our lives, we need to set our hope on the appearing of Jesus.
所以当我们在日常生活中，我们的盼望是定在那将要显现的救恩。
To make sure that our life is heading in that direction.
我们要将我们的生活的标杆是面对着那个将来的盼望。
If something is getting in the way of us going in that direction, we need to shun it utterly.
如果有任何的阻碍拦阻我们往那个方向，我们需要把那些障碍除去。
That we shouldn't be getting any hope and setting our joy in this world.
我们不应该将我们的盼望、我们的喜乐定睛在这个世上。
But our ultimate joy should be Christ coming again.
我们最高至终的喜乐是基督。
The second exhortation he gives us is in verse 15.
在第二个他向我们的劝告是15节。
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
That our goal is to be as holy as God.
我们的目标
He's given us an example to follow.
这里也给我们要一个效法的例子。
He doesn't just give us a theoretical goal to reach.
他不是给我们一个理论上的一个效法的对象。
But he says, look at me.
这边讲到，你们要父神说，你们要效法我。
This God who has saved you.
这位拯救了你的神。
Be holy as this God is holy.
你们要圣洁，如同这位神是何等的圣洁。
The third exhortation is from verse 17.
第三个劝告是17节。
Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父。
He says our lives are to be marked by living life as strangers.
这里讲到我们过世在世上度日的方式是像在寄居。
And we looked at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1, he calls the people he's talking about, God's elect strangers in the world.
因为我们看到彼得前书第一章第一节一开始，彼得就说写信给各地的寄居的。You
are all saved, chosen by God.
你们都是得蒙他所拣选的。
Yet as we live in this world, we live as strangers.
可是当我们在世上活的时候，我们是活得像寄居的。As
foreigners.
是外人。Remembering
that our citizenship is not in this world.
要记得我们的公民不是这个世上的公民。That
we have a citizenship in heaven.
我们是天上的公民。Our
king is not the king of this world, our king is God.
我们的王不是地上的王，是神。And
so as we live our lives in this world, we must look different from everyone else.
所以当我们在世上生活的时候，我们活得要和其他不认识神的人有分别。And
how is our lives to be different?
是如何的有分别呢？
Our lives are to be lived in reverent fear.
是要存着敬畏的心。Reverent
fear, knowing that at the end of life, we are going to face a judge.
存着敬畏的心，因为知道我们这世上的日子结束，我们要面对审判。Knowing
that we are going to have to face our Heavenly Father at the end of life.
知道我们每一个人生命终了的时候，要面对我们的父。
And we want, like Paul, for him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant.
我们希望我们能够像保罗所说的，那你做的良善忠心的仆人，你做得好。
And so we live in fear.
所以我们活着是存着敬畏的心。
Not a fear of terror.
不是因为恐惧外面的惧怕。
But a fear of, I don't want my life to be something that my God and Father disapproves of.
是一种敬畏的心，说到我不希望我在世上的生活是我父神所不喜悦的。
And so Peter gives these three encouragements to us.
所以彼得用这三件事来劝勉我们。
And he ends that chapter in verse 22.
所以在二十二节他来结束这一章。
With the call to love.
呼召我们要彼此相爱。
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
A sincere love is a love with no ulterior motives.
一个真诚的爱是不带有其他别的动机。
To love from the heart.
是从心里发出。
He tells us to have a deep love for one another.
这里告诉我们要有一个深切的彼此的爱。
That word deep is used elsewhere in the Bible of a really intense and urgent prayer.
在其他地方讲到这个深切的爱，是讲到那迫切的，是极为深刻苦铭心的一个祷告。
So our love for one another in the church should have a same kind of feeling as urgent prayer.
所以我们在教会与弟兄姐妹之间的爱是像一个很急迫的祈祷。
He ends on love because love is going to be the ultimate display of your practical holiness.
他在这一章的总结是用爱来总结，因为当你活出爱的时候，是一个你活出圣洁生活的一个果子。
I may not be able to tell whether you have practical holiness on the inside.
我或许没办法看见你心里面是否有活出一个实际的爱圣洁。
But Peter says, if you have this real holiness, it will show out in your love for each other.
可是彼得告诉我们说，如果你里面真实有这个实际上的圣洁，你会有活出一个彼此相爱的生活。
In a sincere and a deep love.
是一个真诚的，是一个深切的爱。
And so now we pick up on our passage today.
接着我们来到今天的经文。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
And I think today we're only going to get through the first three verses.
我想我们今天只会讲前面三节。
When I told Brother Moy what I was going to be preaching on, I was more optimistic in how much I was going to cover.
当我告诉梅弟兄我今天要讲哪一些的时候，我可能太乐观。
But as I was studying, I was really hit with the content of the first three verses.
当我自己在准备的时候，我就被前面的这些内容所震撼。
And I want to make sure we get this very clearly.
所以我希望我们能够专心在这几节上面。
Even if the sermon has to be shorter today.
就算今天的信息可能简短一点。
I don't want you to miss the message of the first three verses.
我不希望你们忽略了前面这三节的经文。
Because if you miss the message of the first three verses, even if we read the rest of the chapter, it's not going to really mean anything.
因为如果我们错过了、略过了前面三节，那就算我们把余下的经文都读完，这也对我们无益。
So please listen up, pay attention to these three verses.
所以请我们来专心的、仔细的来听。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
He starts out with a therefore.
一开始他就说了所以
Therefore, because of what just was written in 1 Peter chapter 1.
一开始他是用所以 来开始，就代表他是从前面的延伸。
Because all men are like grass, and their glory is like the flowers of the field.
因为前面一章的结尾讲到凡有血气的尽如草，他的美容都像草上的花。
The grass withers and the flowers fall.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the word of the Lord stands forever.
唯有主的道是永存的。
And this is the word that was preached to you.
所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Because this is the new life that you have.
因为这是你们所得到的新生命。
Born into a word that is imperishable.
你们是借着一个不能朽坏的道被重生。
Therefore, rid yourself.
所以你们要除去。
The list of things that he tells us to get rid of are things that kill love.
这里所讲到这几件事是一个专门扼杀爱的东西。
So as our practical holiness is loving one another,
所以当我们实际上的圣洁是要彼此的相爱。
There are going to be things in our lives that we need to get rid of in order to be able to love properly.
在我们生命中就有一些东西必须要除去，我们才能切实的相爱。
And if you keep these things in your life, they are going to destroy your love.
如果我们不把这些东西除去，这些东西将扼杀所有的爱。
And they are going to destroy the community, the church that is built on the love of Christ.
这些东西将会影响，将会破坏基督用自己的宝血所买赎回来的教会。
So he says, first of all, get rid of all malice.
第一个要除去一切的恶毒。
That word literally is just the word for wickedness.
这个有一个翻译。基本上就是邪恶。
But specifically, as it applies to loving other people,
当这个用在爱众人的上面的时候
，so the English translates it malice.
所以与其相比，他这边用的是恶毒。
Wickedness applied to other people.
就是对别人呢，不是爱，而是恶。
So get rid of.Any kind of malice inside of you.
所以我们要除去我们里面一切的恶毒。
Because it's the exact opposite of love.
因为它是与爱恰恰相反。
You cannot hold malice and love for someone at the same time.
你不能同时又爱一个人，心中又对他存着恶毒。
You either love someone or you want wickedness to happen to them.
你要不就是爱一个人，要不然你就希望邪恶发生在对方身上。
The next thing it mentions are deceit and hypocrisy.
下面两个提到的是诡诈还有假善。
They are both tied together.
这两个是总是在一起。
They have to do with falseness.
这里讲到一个虚假。
There's no room for falseness in the body of believers.
在基督的身体之中应该没有任何的虚假。
Because the foundation of love is trust.
因为爱的根基是信赖。
We can't love one another if we have deceit and hypocrisy.
我们如果里面充满了假冒和 诡诈，我们没有办法彼此相爱。
If we are filled with lies and falsehoods,
充满了谎言，充满了虚假。
He has told us to love with a sincere love.
这里告诉我们要切实的相爱。
No ulterior motives.
没有其他的杂念。
Not I'm going to love you because of what you can give me.
不是因为我爱你，是因为我要从你那里得到一些东西。
Not I'm going to love you because of the benefits I get out of it.
不是因为某些利益的交换我去爱你。
I'm going to love you because I'm loved by God.
我爱你是因为我被神所爱。
And loving is the practical outwork of holiness.
而一个圣洁活出来的实际就是爱。
So rid yourselves of deceit and hypocrisy.
所以我们要除去一切的诡诈和 假善。
Next is envy.
下面是嫉妒。
Envy is also the opposite of love.
嫉妒也同样是爱的对头。
When we love, we want the best for someone else.
当我们爱一个人，我们希望他得到最好的。
When we envy someone else, we want the worst for other people.
可是当我们嫉妒一个人的时候，我们希望他得到最不好的。
And the best for ourselves.
把最好的归给自己。
That's why covetousness is in the Ten Commandments as something to avoid.
所以贪恋，不可以贪恋，是在神的颁给我们的十诫之中。
And slander of every kind.
并一切毁谤的话。
Slander is like the wickedness of the tongue.
毁谤是舌头上的恶毒。
Not only does it include gossip, but it also includes bad words to one another.
不仅是一种谣言，传谣言，而是一种彼此的恶言相待。
Paul says that our words are to edify one another.
保罗说到，我们有一些话，我们说出是造就别人。
My words are for the building up of my brothers and sisters.
我说话是为了要建造我的弟兄和姐妹。
And so using our tongue for any other reason, especially to tear down, is very, very bad.
所以，如果我们说话不是建造人，而是要把人拆毁，是非常糟糕的。
These things work in the opposite direction, opposite motive than we are to work in Christ in love.
这些与我们在基督里活出的爱是一个正好相反错误的动机。
But it's not enough just to say these things don't do.
我们不在这边不是仅仅说不要做这些。
Or if you have these things, get rid of them.
或者仅仅说，哎呀，你有这些，以后就不要去做。
We need to replace it with something else.
我们必须替换，把这些东西换成别的。
We need to replace with something good.
我们要用好的东西来代替这些恶事。
So in verse 2 is Peter's main command.
所以第二节就是彼得主要的一个命令。
So he says, like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
在第二节说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
The main command is that word crave.
这主要的一句话是讲到爱慕。
Desire.
你期盼。
Sometimes when this word desire is used for something bad, it's translated lust.
这个期盼如果是在一个负面的讲法中的话，就是一种情欲。
But it's such a strong desire for something that is good.
可是在这里是讲到一种极其强烈的情感，是对一个好的方面的。
So get rid of all these bad things.
所以前面讲到，你要把这些坏的东西除掉。
And replace them with a craving.
你要代替的是一种爱慕。
A deep desire for something that is good.
一个深切的爱慕，那善良，良善的东西。
Something I must have.
一个我必须要得到的东西。
What is it?
是什么？
Milk.
灵奶。
Pure spiritual milk.
纯净的灵奶。
Now he isn't calling his readers immature in the faith.
他不是跟那些刚刚出生不大懂事的基督徒讲的。
There are other areas in the New Testament where the writers say, you are not grown up in the faith. You need spiritual milk because you're babies in the faith.
在圣经其他地方有记载了，作者说你们到现在你们还是要喝奶，你们没有成长，你们还需要奶。
But Peter here says, like newborn babies.
在这边是说你要像才生的婴孩。
Not you are newborn babies.
不是说到你们现在还是属灵的婴孩。
But he's telling it, look, remember what a newborn baby is like.
他在这边是说你们去看一看一个刚出生的婴孩。
What is the one thing they need?
他们需要的是什么？
They need milk.
他们需要奶。
And before the 1800s, there was no such thing as formula.
在18世纪之前的时候没有什么奶粉。
And so babies had to drink mother's milk.
所以婴孩必须喝母奶。
And it wasn't just I feel thirsty, what am I going to drink?
不是说哎呀我口渴了 我看看我想喝什么呢。
Well, my mom makes some milk or in the fridge there's some Coca-Cola.
妈妈有准备奶可是冰箱还有可口可乐。
No, newborn babies crave the mother's milk.
不是的出生的婴孩只爱母奶。
Not only is it a deep desire,
它不仅仅是一个深切的渴慕
but it's something the baby needs for life.
而是他们必须靠此为生的。
So Peter says, in the same way that newborn babies greatly desire this milk from their mother, you too need to desire pure spiritual milk.
所以彼得说，就像一个刚刚出生的孩子，他极其渴慕母奶。你们也要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
It's what you need to crave above all other things.
你需要爱慕这个过于一切其他的。
Something you need to live.
你需要靠着它才能生存的。
Babies that do not get milk die.
婴孩不喝奶必然死亡。
It doesn't matter how many steaks are in the fridge.
不管你冰箱里有多少块牛排
Doesn't matter how many bowls of rice you put in front of the newborn.
一个刚生的孩子不管你放多少碗的米饭
That baby cannot survive if he does not have any milk.
那个婴孩如果没牛奶就没办法活。
So Peter says, crave, desire, have your one thing that you're focused on is that milk.
所以彼得说你们要渴慕你们要切切的爱慕灵奶。
What is this milk?
灵奶是什么呢?
Well, he describes it first as pure.
第一个讲到它是纯净的。
It's not adulterated.
它没有任何的掺杂。
It's not watered down.
没有掺水。
It's not mixed with other things.
它没有与其他的东西掺杂。
It is pure.Milk.
纯净的灵奶。
He says it's spiritual.
这里讲到是灵奶。
The other time this word is used in the New Testament is in Romans chapter 12.
在罗马十二章也讲到同样的一个字。
Where Paul says, therefore, because of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
所以保罗说，所以你们要将身体献上，当作活祭。
This is your spiritual act of worship.
这里同样也讲，他说这是你们所献的灵祭。
Same word.
同样的这个灵。
Now, when we studied Romans previously, we looked at what that word spiritual means.
当我们以前 讲到罗马十二章的时候，我们也讲到那个灵是什么意思。
Now it could mean spiritual as opposed to physical.
它一方面或许也可以讲到是属灵的，而不是属物质的。
That's probably not what Paul and Peter have in mind.
可是在这里，不管是彼得或者保罗。他们所要讲的这个灵不仅仅是讲到非物质的。
Although obviously the milk that he's telling us to drink is spiritual and not physical.
的确他所要我们喝的奶 不是物质的奶而是灵是一个灵奶。
Paul is not selling cow's milk.
他不是在讲到牛奶。
Peter is not selling goat's milk.
也不是在讲羊奶。
And he's not sitting by the side, you need this milk.
他不是说啊，你们要喝这一种奶。
No, it's obviously spiritual.
这里讲到的，的确，它是一个属灵的奶。
But as we look in Romans, the word spiritual means what makes sense.
所以在罗马十二章那里讲到的这个灵呢，是一个合理的。
What is logical?
是一个合乎逻辑的。
So when Paul says,Offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
所以当保罗说将身体献上当作活祭
he's looking back at what God has done.
他回头看神所做的
And he says, because of what God has done in our lives, we're giving Christ on the cross, this is the appropriate, logical action that we follow.
当保罗说我们回头看神在基督身上所为我们成就的，所以我们现在要做的这个是合乎逻辑的，是理所当然的。
If we are saved by God's grace and we don't offer our body as those living sacrifices, that is illogical, Paul says.
如果我们蒙了恩得救了，我们因着耶稣基督的牺牲，我们重生了，而我们不献上身体是不合逻辑的。
It doesn't make any sense.
是完全不合乎理性的。
So let's bring that definition into 1 Peter.
所以我们将这同样对灵的解释也带到彼得前书。
Crave pure logical milk.
就是要那爱慕那纯净的合理的奶。
Now what is logical or appropriate milk?
什么是一个合乎逻辑的合理的合理性的奶?
Well, appropriate milk has to do with how you're born.
这个合乎你 合理的奶是代表是你是如何出生的。
The appropriate milk for a baby cat is cat milk.
一个小猫它所需要的奶是猫的奶。
The appropriate milk for a baby sheep is sheep's milk.
一个小羊它所需要的是羊奶。
So what is the appropriate milk for those who are born in Christ?
所以那些在基督里生的人他们需要的奶是什么奶？
Well, we read it in 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们在彼得前书一章我们刚刚读过。
Verse 23, For you have been born again, not by perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So what Peter is saying is that spiritual milk is the word.
所以彼得所讲这里所讲到的那灵奶就是神的话。
It's even more obvious when you look at the original Greek.
如果你看原先的希腊文是更显然。
For that word for spiritual actually comes from the word for word, logos.
所以在希腊文里面的那个灵奶的灵它是从神的道这个字的字根。
Which is why there are some translations that will translate it, crave spiritual milk, that is the word.
所以有些翻译他在说翻译爱慕神的灵奶的时候他会说爱慕神的灵奶就是神的道。
So like newborn babies,
所以像才生的婴孩
Peter says, crave the word.
爱慕神的话语。
This is going to be your greatest desire.
这就是你最大的渴慕。
This is what is going to give you life and cause you to grow.
这是赐你生命使你成长的。
Pure spiritual milk.
纯净的灵奶。
And now I'm glad you're all here with me this morning, afternoon, listening to the word.
我很高兴我们在座的每一位都与我一起来听神的这个道。
But as we think of pure spiritual milk,
当我们想到这个纯净的属灵的奶，
This is not enough what we do on Sunday to feed you spiritually for the whole week.
可是你要满足一个礼拜的需要，不能仅仅靠主日早上这一段短短的时间。
If you've ever had or experienced or had to take care of a newborn baby, you know this is how it works.
如果你有带过一个刚刚生的小婴孩，你知道是什么情形。
You don't feed the baby in the morning and say, well, that's it, I don't have to worry about feeding you till tomorrow.
你不会早上喂饱了一个婴孩，你就很高兴说，哎呀，明天早上才需要再喂你。
Or even worse, why are you crying, baby? I already fed you once this week.
或者更稀奇的是，你会不会说，哎呀，你哭什么？我这个礼拜已经喂过你一次了。
You wouldn't say that.
你不可能这样子说。
And so in the same way, we are to be just like newborn babies.
我们也同样的与这个刚生的婴孩是相同的。
Getting God's word for a half hour, hour on a Sunday morning isn't enough.
每一个主日早上听了半个小时、一个小时神的话是远远不够的。
That's like feeding your baby once a week.
就像是喂你一个刚生的婴孩一个礼拜喂一次。
That doesn't make sense.
这不合理的。
We need that word constantly.
我们时时需要神的话。
So be in God's word.
所以这既然是神的话。
The result of this milk, what does it do?
神的话的结局是什么?
It says so that by it you may grow up.
所以你们可以因此渐长。
That's what milk does for babies.
牛奶可以帮助一个婴孩长大。
And that's what God's word does for us.
神的话语对我们也是这样子。
It sustains our life spiritually.
它可以让我们属灵的生活继续的被滋润。
And causes us spiritually to grow.
不但滋润我们，让我们生命成长。
But importantly, Peter adds a consequent statement.
他接着这句话没讲完。
He says, so that you, by it you may grow up in your salvation.
叫你们因此渐长以致得救。
Or maybe it's easier to understand it if we say it this way, so that by it you may grow up for salvation.
或许我这样子讲更能够了解。叫你们因此渐长才能够得救。
Or to salvation.
为了要得救。
That is in the growing up, the end result is salvation.
这边也可以讲到，你们这样子渐长，你们的结局是什么？得救。
Now how can that be? God saved us with sending His Son to die on the cross for us. We know that from God's word.
这怎么可能呢？我们从神的话语知道了，神救了我们，借着他的儿子在十字架为我们死，我们就得救了。
We all believe that when we believe in Christ, we are saved.
我们都相信，当我们相信了耶稣基督，我们得救了。
What is Peter saying here?
彼得在这边说什么呢？
It seems to say that salvation is in the future.
这里彼得好像说，这个救恩是一个将来的。
It's a result of being in God's word and growing spiritually.
是一个在你常常在主的话里，渐渐在你的灵命成长的一个结果。
Is it something we have or is it something that we're going toward?
所以这个救恩是我们已经得着了的，还是我们需要去得着的？
Well, the Bible says both.
圣经说两个都是。
When the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin,
当圣灵在我们里面定我们的罪，
and we place our trust on Jesus Christ for our salvation, we have salvation.
我们将我们自己完全的 交托在神的手中的时候，我们得到了救恩。
We are saved.
我们拯救了。
But yet at the same time, Paul describes salvation like a race.
可是同时，保罗又讲到救恩，讲到好像是一场比赛。
And he always puts salvation as a prize, the end result.
他常常说到这个救恩好像是一个是一个结局，是一个得到的奖赏。
It's what happens for those who complete the race.
是给那些完成这个竞赛的人的。
To put it in the terms that we've started out with, salvation that God does in the past is positional holiness.
回套用我们所开头所讲到的，我们过去得到的救恩是在地位上的成圣。
But yet there's another salvation that lies in the future.
可是还有一个在我们面前的一个救恩。
Which is achieved by practical holiness.
这个救恩必须借着实际上的成圣而得的。
And we as Christians need both of them.
作为基督徒，你两者你都需要。
And the reason why that phrase positional holiness is no substitute for practical holiness is so important is because we often ignore half of salvation.
所以那句话讲到在地位上的圣洁不可以取代在实际生活上的圣洁，因为我们常常只忽略了另外一半。
How many Christians say, I'm a Christian, I prayed a prayer?
有多少基督徒说，哦，我做了一个决志祷告，所以我是基督徒了。
I went through the baptism class. I got baptized.
我经过了受浸班，我已经受浸了。
Now, I'm good. I can just go to heaven.
现在我一切万事大吉，我可以上天堂了。
It's prevalent in the church.
在教会里，这种想法是非常普及的。
I had a seminary professor who would, at the end of a lot of his lectures, would end up crying.
我有一个神学院的教授，在他很多信息的结尾的时候，常常甚至他哭起来了。
Because he has such a heart for the church.
因为他对教会有这样子一个心。
And he would say to us, students, salvation, Christianity is not fire insurance.
他会对我们说，学生们，基督教的信仰，我们的救恩不是一个救火的保险，失火的保险。
Fire insurance or any kind of insurance is something where you pay up front.
任何的保险都是一种你先付钱。
Or even in monthly installments.
或者每个月付一些钱。
But you pay and you receive this insurance.
你付了钱以后，你就有了这样子一个保险了。
And then you can just move on with your life.
然后你就可以过你的自己的生活。
And if your house catches on fire,
如果你房子失火了
you already have the insurance to cover the damage.
你已经有火险可以赔偿你的损失。
Or if you have life insurance, you just pay out.
或者你有人寿险，当发生的时候你就会得到一笔钱。
And then you just live your life normally, and then you know at the end of your life, the insurance will pay out.
所以当你买了人寿险的时候，你就照常的生活，因为你知道你走了以后保险公司会付钱。
But Christianity is not that.
基督的信仰不是这样子的。
Just praying a prayer, just going to baptism class is not enough.
就是做了一个决志祷告，去参加了一个受浸班是不够的。
That's just the beginning.
那只是一个起头。
That's just one half of salvation.
这是救恩的一半。
Church, don't live with just half the salvation.
教会啊，不要活出半个救恩。
This is not new teaching.
这不是一个新的教训。
It's in the whole Bible.
整个圣经都这样子告诉我们。
Jesus tells parable of the sower.
耶稣讲到撒种的比喻。
He says the sower goes out in the field and he casts out seed everywhere.
讲到一个撒种的出去撒种
and many people say, well, I've got the word.
有很多人说，哎呀，我得到了这个道。
I've received that seed.
我得到了那个种子。
I have salvation.
我得到了救恩。
I don't have to do anything else.
我现在什么都不需要做了。
But that's not what the parable says.
可是这个比喻没有这样子说。
The parable is all about what kind of ground grows the seed into harvest.
这整个撒种的比喻讲到，到底哪一种的土地可以长出收成。
And if you don't grow a harvest, it doesn't matter whether you have the seed or not.
如果你这个土地是长不出果子的话，我不管你是有没有种子，都一样。
The parable of the vine in John.
在约翰福音讲到的葡萄树。
Jesus says, I'm the vine, you are the branches.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And us Gentiles have been grafted on the true vine that we may have life.
我们这些外邦人被接枝到这个葡萄树上，我们得了生命。
That's one end of salvation.
这是救恩的一半。
But yet Jesus says, any branch that does not bear fruit, my Father cuts off.
可是耶稣说，那凡枝子不结果子的，我父就剪去。
So what's the point of being grafted onto that vine and not producing any fruit?
所以如果一个葡萄枝子被接到葡萄树上，可是却不结果子，这个是为什么呢？
It's the same as if you were never gotten to the vine in the first place.
这不是跟一个枝子它从来没接上葡萄树是一模一样吗？
We need both.
我们两者都需要。
We need God to save us, to put us on that vine.
我们需要神来救我们，把我们接到那个葡萄树上。
But we also need to be a branch that grows fruit.
我们也同样的要做一个能够结出葡萄的葡萄枝子。
Salvation that God does, and then salvation that we strive after.
一个是神所赐的救恩，一个是我们所成就的救恩。
This is what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2.
保罗在腓立比书第二章说道。
Verse 12, Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed not only my presence, but now much more my absence, continue to work at your salvation with fear and trembling.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Now that you have salvation,
现在你得了救恩。
Paul says, now work out your salvation.
可是保罗说，你现在要做成你们得救的功夫。
Because Paul knows from Jesus' own teaching, you need both. You need salvation in the past and you need salvation to come.
因为保罗知道从耶稣的教训里讲到，你不但过去你是得到了救恩，而且你要做成你的救恩。
You need that positional holiness that God does and you need the practical holiness that you do.
你需要神所成就的地位上的救恩，你也需要你自己所做成的得救的功夫。
And according to the testimony of God's word, if you have one and not the other, you do not have salvation.
所以借着神在神话语里面的见证说到了，如果你有了这个，你却没有那个，你其实并没有。
If you have the seed and don't grow a harvest, you are dead.
如果你光是有种子撒在你的土上，可是完全没有结出果子，你是个死的。
If you're a branch that gets grafted onto the vine but don't grow any fruit, you're dead.
如果你是一个枝子接在葡萄树上，可是从来没结过果子的话，你是个死的枝子。
If God gives birth to you by the Holy Spirit and you don't feed yourself spiritual milk, you're dead.
如果神重生了你，借着他的话语重生了你，可是你并没有天天爱慕这纯净的灵奶，你是死的。
Brothers and sisters, I plead with you.
弟兄姐妹，我恳求你们。
Feed yourself pure spiritual milk.
喂养自己那纯净的灵奶。
You gotta grow.
你需要成长。
If you miss this, we're gonna be dying as spiritual infants.
如果你这件事上你忽略了，你会成为一个没有成长就夭折的孩子。
Our baptism is not the end.
我们的受浸不是一个结，不是就结束了，就成就了。
It's a beginning.
受浸仅仅是一个开始。
So crave, crave, crave that pure spiritual milk.
所以我们要爱慕，要爱慕，要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Or another way to translate, because or since you have tasted that the Lord is good.
另外一个翻译讲到，既然你们尝过了主恩的滋味，就必如此。
He's saying this is the proper response if God has done a work in you and saved you.
所以这里讲到，如果神的确实际上拯救了你，你就会有这样子的结果。
If you tasted that the Lord is good, then why wouldn't you want to come back for more?
如果你尝过主恩的滋味，知道他是美善的，你为什么不会再回来继续的品尝呢？
If you tell me what your favorite dish is and you say you only had it once and you're never going to have it again, I'm not going to believe you that that's your favorite dish.
如果你告诉我有一道菜是你最爱吃的，可是你这一辈子吃过一次，你再也没吃，我才不相信你那是你最喜欢吃的菜。
The Lord is good.
主是美善的。
If you have been saved, if God has regenerated you, if you have accepted the Lord as your Lord and Spirit, you know that He is good.
如果你重生了，你相信耶稣基督为你的救主，你知道主是美善的。
So all Peter's saying is, crave for more of that.
所以彼得在这边告诉我们，你要继续的爱慕那灵奶。
And as you crave more of it, as you get more of it, you're going to grow.
当你更加的饮用这个灵奶，更加的饮用，你会不断的成长。
And you will have spiritual life.
你会有一个属灵的生命。
And you will be saved.
And 至终你必然得救。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for salvation.
天父，我们实在感谢你给我们的救恩。
Lord, we wouldn't be able to talk about any of this if you hadn't sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins.
如果你没有差遣你的儿子为我们而死，我们没有办法谈到这一切。
Oh, but Lord, forgive us.
主啊，赦免我们。
For when we treat the Christian life as fire insurance,
因为我们时常将我们基督的生命当作买活险
that we think we can just accept you as our Lord and Savior and just move on with our lives like nothing happens.
因为我们时常好像接受了你做主，我们就继续过自己的生活。
Oh Lord, you have.Adopted us for yourself.
主啊，你为了你自己，你生了我们。
So Lord, let us know you now as our Father.
主啊，让我们实际上知道你是我们的父。
To work our salvation with fear and trembling.
存着恐惧战惊的心，做成我们得救的功夫。
To be branches that grow fruit.
成为一个能生葡萄的葡萄枝。
To be ground that bears harvest.
成为一个可以结实累累的植物。
So that when we see you at the end of all time, we do not hear, I do not know you.
当我们实际有一天面对你的时候， 我们不会听到你说你不认识我们。
But that we may hear, well done, my good and faithful servant.
而是听到做得好，你这既良善又忠心的仆人。
Enter now into my rest.
进来享受我的安息。
And we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
我们奉耶稣基督大能的名。
Amen.
Amen.